I'm Josh Blake. I'm a Connect for Windows MVP and Technical Director of the InfoStrat Advanced Technology Group. In this video, we're going to walk through the source code to the Face Fusion application, which uses Connect Fusion to create a 3D model of my head. I'm going to alternate between showing the application and showing the source code behind each feature. Here's the Face Fusion application. The bottom left image shows the Connect depth image, and circles are overlaid on the head and neck joints. Fusion start. Now the application is feeding the depth image to Connect Fusion, which is producing the 3D scan on the right. Each new depth image makes the scan more accurate and fills in holes in the model. Even though the depth image contains the whole room, Connect Fusion is only scanning a small 3D space around my head called the reconstruction volume. Let's see the code behind this feature. In the main ViewModel class, the process skeleton frame method is called 30 times per second from the Connect SDK. In this method, we're getting the closest skeleton and doing some processing. Let me skip down to the interesting part. Here, we're getting the closest skeleton's head and neck joint, and then we're figuring out where the center of the reconstruction volume should be. When the user starts or resets the scan, we call reset reconstruction and pass in the center of this volume. This method tells Connect Fusion to clear the scan and uses a matrix transform to tell Fusion the relationship between the Connect sensor and the volume we want to scan. This means it will always scan the area around my head, regardless of where I stand in front of the Connect. Fusion reset. This also allows me to scan myself without needing a second person to move the Connect around me. Fusion reset. As Connect Fusion incorporates the latest depth image, it produces what is called a residual image that tells us the error between the new depth values and the 3D model. As Fusion updates the model, these errors will decrease, producing a higher quality scan. This residual image is displayed in the top left. White pixels are good, while blue and red pixels indicate high error. We use the average of the residual image to control the pitch of the audio tones that you hear. Fusion pause. Let's look at this in the code. The application processes the depth image and passes it to this method, track integrate. This method prepares the depth image for fusion and then aligns it to the reconstruction volume. A side effect of this is the residual image. If tracking succeeds, we process the residual image to display it. In process residual image, we convert the residual data to an RGB image that we display and at the same time create an average of all of the individual error values. We map this to semitones and update the audio manager. I use the N-Audio open source project and a custom sine wave generator to create the audio tones. Through trial and error, I determine thresholds for the average error that indicates a good scan. When the scan is good, the audio manager plays a pleasing triad chord, letting the user know the scan has stabilized and they can move to scan more of the head. Otherwise, the audio manager will play a tone that slides lower when the error is higher. In this video, we saw how to change the location of the Connect Fusion reconstruction volume and how to use the residual image error values to provide audio feedback to the user. Check the video description for a link to another video where I talk about the design of this application, as well as a link to the full source code published online under an open source license. Thank you.